Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Mac Brown must love the song lyrics, Yesterday's Gone. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. For those who wonder what has changed between Mac 1 and Mac 2 as a Tar Heels football coach, there's quite a difference. After leaving Carolina with a top 10 program in 1997, Brown spent 15 seasons at Texas rebuilding one of the proudest college football empires in the country. If you want to know what happened to Brown between his stints at UNC, just go to his Wikipedia page for these salient bullet points. A one-loss record of 158 and 48 at Texas, which together with his 86 previous wins at Carolina, Tulane, and Appalachian State, make Brown the winningest active coach in the country. Yes, that includes Nick Saban. After winning 10 games in his last 2 years coaching the Tar Heels, he had 9 consecutive seasons at Texas with 10, 11, and 12 victories, in all 20 straight winning records, and 18 bowl teams that played in 2 national championship games, winning the old BCS title in 2005. He left UNC making less than $1 million and finished at Texas making more than $5 million, with bonuses that left him a very rich man when he retired after the 2013 season. He only returned because he missed coaching. He wowed fans and the media at his reintroductions, but really showed the inner workings of a football CEO in his 40-minute presser the day before spring practice opened. Reading from a sheet with parts highlighted in yellow, Brown went through every step of how to run a program. He explained how he and his coaching staff would begin teaching their new players and what he expected of them on and off the field. The offshoot, those who play will have earned it in practice in their private lives. Those who stay on the field will have earned it in games. When someone isn't playing, he will point out their mistakes and say, "Don't get mad at the coaches, that is why." And Mac will encourage them to get better. His media relations staff writes emails to tell members of the press where to go, where to park, and what to do during practice. Those with cameras will be asked to, quote, focus on individuals or small groups and refrain from capturing video and images of formations and any signals. If it's a closed practice at UNC's new state-of-the-art inside facility, the media will be told where to gather before the doors open, and please don't peek in the windows while drills are going on. Details upon details. Brown, too, is back as a College Football Hall of Famer with 5 years as an ESPN analyst before coming out of retirement. Yesterday's gone as he begins rebuilding a program, but also the winning tradition of yesteryear. This is Archansky. See ya.